Through the 40 years that Rife spent researching microorganisms and developing all kinds of equipment to aid him, he won 14 government awards for scientific discoveries and an honorary medical degree from the University of Heidelberg. During this period, he developed and built 5 virus microscopes, 4 of which were prismatic. His first microscope, built in 1920, used round quartz lenses, and the gaps in between were filled with glycerin. He used this instrument up until 1933. The others he built after this were the prismatic type, using block crystal quartz that obtained much higher magnification. The most sophisticated one is his number 3 microscope, which was called the universal microscope. This microscope was the one mentioned in the previous article that had 25,000 areas magnification. The universal microscope was built by Dr. Rife in 1933. This was and still is the world's most powerful light source microscope. It is reported to be capable of going as high as 61,000 areas magnification when special prisms were used. Otherwise, it would go to 31,000 areas magnification under normal use. The electron microscope, though more powerful in magnification, kills the specimens so you can't observe their live reactions. In many cases, a fragile virus will be completely destroyed by the electron bombardment, and all that will be left is debris. The universal microscope, like all of Dr. Rife's microscopes, allows observation of living organisms at varying magnification. The Journal of the Franklin Institute of February 1944 gave an in-depth description of the universal microscope. The universal microscope, developed in 1933, consists of 5,682 parts and is so called because of its adaptability in all fields of microscopial work.